Welcome to the weekly broadcast of the Father's House International in Westminster, South Carolina. We are bringing forth and reestablishing the apostolic message, movement, and ministry, and God's fatherhood and family in all dimensions. We are a local, regional, and national ministry that is cross-cultural and multiracial. Now, here is our founder and host, Dr. Seymour.
In Acts 6, verse 4, the Apostle Paul said, "But that we, apostles, will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word." He said that we need to press toward the mark of the high calling. "This one thing I do, this one thing I desire, one thing I seek for, that I may give ourselves continually, constantly, attend assiduously all services, all activities." That's what the Greek says. Earnest toward a person, an apostle, the people of God, the commission, on and 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 on. Above and superior to all. To prayer, prosuke, prayer, worship. And the ministry, the attendance and the official service, and also the administration of the word of God. They're administrators, they're people who serve different kind of orders of things. Through the ministry and to the word, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. In other words, I'm seeking after him. I'm chasing God, right, all the time. Always chasing God. And then we're to follow after the example of the apostles. Philippians 3:17, "Brethren, be followers together of me." The Apostle Paul said, "Brethren, Adelphus, be followers together of me, and mark them that walk so also with me. And ye have us for an example." So he said, you follow us because we are the ones that God has put in a level to follow. So follow after the example of the apostles. "Brethren, be followers together of me." Acts 6 and 4, giving yourself continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. And the ministry, walk with them that do it. You do, that's what you do, on and on, and follow together. You be a co-imitator, you be a fellow votary is like a vow. Yes, a vow. It arises from the word votum, which means vow, a Latin word. A person who shares the same strong devotion or enthusiasm, commitment and cause to a leader in the ministry and pursuit of all, that's what it says it is. So, and mark them, scopio, mark them, put a scope on them, which walk so as us do, on and on and on. Those who refuse to put God in ministry first can even become enemies of the cross of Christ. They are enemies of the cross of Christ. Somebody said, "Oh, he's not too bad." God didn't think so. He said, "You're enemy of the cross." Those who refuse to put God in ministry first can even become enemies of the cross of Christ. They are enemies. Philippians 3:18, "For many walk of whom I have told you often," the Apostle Paul said, "and now I tell you even weeping." He's writing to the church at Philippi. "For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now I tell you," they walk, they're occupied with, that's where the mind is, "of whom I told you often, and now I'm weeping, I'm sobbing, I'm wailing, that they are the enemies." Now watch this, the enemies, they're in opposition to, they're an adversary, they're a foe of the cross, or the cross of Christ. And the cross means a stake or self-denial. Their enemy is all that. Me, what I've got. Their enemy is all that. The cross of Christ. Christ, Christos, kriamai means he'll handle you, employ you into a chasm. A chasm. Set you with him and his church and his family. A chasm. Your chasm from the world. An impassable interval. They can't get to you. They can't get to you. You're not going to get to them. First. He said first. Seek ye first. First order, importance, place, on and on, foremost. In front of, prior to. Those who truly belong to God are always chasmed. Hell and upper Sheol. When people died before Jesus came, they went to upper Sheol. They went to Abraham's bosom. It was a holding place for all those years of the departed saints of God. There was a gulf fixed between hell and there. because it talks about in the Bible about the rich man. He fared sumptuously. He died and was buried, and he lifted up his eyes in hell.
Yes, sir.
Lazarus, the beggar, who would like to eat the crumbs from his table,
yes,
he died and he went to Abraham's bosom, upper shield. And so the rich man lifted up his eyes in hell and torment, and he cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Oh my God, Father Abraham, please. And send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in these flames." I'm tormented.
Yes,
but Abraham, Father Abraham, said, "Son," he's son because he has Jewish blood,
yes,
not because he belongs to God. It was like a biological thing he's looking at.
Yes,
son, Abraham said, "Son, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed." There's a great gulf fixed. "So the thing which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can you pass to us or come thence." You can't, whatever side you're on, you can't get out of it. You hear it? A great chasm. A great, 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 great chasm. Right? And so those who totally belong to God are always totally chasmed. Firstly, they totally put God first and ministry first. Totally committed to God, given to ministry, his set men as man of God, the ministry and the people. And those who are not become enemies of the cross. They're enemies of the cross of Christ, the chasm maker, the one that puts you, God set at the solitary in families. Psalm 68, verse 6, 5 and 6, he bringeth out those that are out there bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. That's what it is. So those who are not that, not totally don't put God first, they're enemies of God. Do you see? They become enemies of the cross because they are not totally chasmed in God. And God's men of God, ministry, the people of God, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose end, their ultimate and their finality is destruction, is spiritual and eternal destruction and damnation. The end is eternal damnation, destruction. So destruction, whose God is their belly, their independence, what they came up with, their own thoughts, desires, their plans, their life, what they own, this, that, and other, on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Whose God is their belly, is even in their heart, whose glory, whose thinking, and whose what they're occupied with, and whose reputation is in their shame. In their shame, their disgrace, their dishonesty, their shame, who mind, so they're shameful to God, who mind, who exercise a mind, who have a great affection for on and on and on, earthly, worldly, physical things, and whom the God of this world had blinded their eyes. Terrestrial, earthly, superimposition. The earth will superimpose itself upon you, those things. So those who put ministry first, their community and their citizenship is in heaven. Their community, their family, their church is in heaven in Christianity. For our conversation is in heaven, Philippians 3 and 20, from whence we are to look for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So our conversation, our community, and our citizenship, our behaving at all, is in heaven. It's in heaven. It's in the abode of God, heaven, but also it's in Christianity.
Amen.
Greek says heaven and also Christianity. So we look for and expect that first totally and forever chasmed and totally committed to God and to ministry. You see that?
Yes,
now God calls and summons his people to his church. God calls and summons people to his church to be changed and fashioned into his body, into his church. So God calls and summons people to his church to be changed, fashioned into his body, his church. Sadly today, not many people put God first, nor become God's church or body. Can't hardly find anybody. Anybody listening?
Yes,
God calls and summons people they either don't know, or they just don't care, or they're not going to be a part of it. Whatever, God knows, but either way, it's going to get them in trouble with God. God calls, summons people to his church, which if embraced can and will, and he'll subdue all things unto himself in the church and through the church. God cannot subdue you unto himself if you're not under a man of God, in a house of God, with the people of God. You can't do it. You'll be your own little independent boss. And you'll be an enemy of the cross of Christ, and you won't even know you are. For our conversation, our citizenship is in heaven, Christianity in heaven, boat of God, from which we look for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. The chasm maker puts you in a family, God said to solitary in families, who will change our vile body. He'll change our vile body that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body. God will change our vile body. Our vile, depressed, down, low, all away from what God would have you do, totally out of order. Vile. God will change. He'll transfigure. He will apply himself. He'll transform and transfer your vile body into his body. Amen. His church. Vile, under the false idea that you don't need anyone but yourself and all the things you have. And you think you're all right. You are not all right. You're an enemy of the cross of Christ. You're an enemy of the church. You are. If you're not foreign, participating in your domestic family, you're an enemy. That's what you are. You're just an enemy. So the big enemy is being an enemy of God. It surely is. Who will change our vile body that it may be fashioned likened to. Change our vile body, our whole being, but into his body, his church. The church is his body, that it may be fashioned likened to. And they're different bodies. You have a physical body coming on up. You have a biological and domestic kind of people come on up into the church, the body of Christ, that it may be fashioned likened to, similar, conformed to, through the idea of adjusting all the parts in shape unto his Maranatha, the judgment of God is upon it. Maranatha, the judgment of God is upon it, into his glorious, his honorable thinking, reputation, into his body, God's church. God's church, the church as a sound whole, is what he's saying, that will save and protect and deliver you and will heal you of what's wrong. God's body is referring to his church. God's body is referring to his church. God's church are the called out ones. Call you out and call you in. Yes, call you out and call you in. God calls and summons his people to his church. Yes, you can't really get to Jesus Christ and really know him without the church. Right. Hear me? Somebody say, oh, I know him. Oh, really? Oh, I know God. I love God. God's going to take care of me. Are you taking care of him? How is he going to take care of you if you don't take care of him? Where's your attendance in the house of God? Where's your tithe, offerings, and gift? What are you doing? What's your service in the house of God? Are you working on your own property, working on this, working on that, buying this, buying that? Hey! Your end will be destruction if you don't watch it. You become an enemy of God, and you don't even mean to be. There are many people who are enemies of the cross, and they don't really think they are. And they didn't set out to be that. Yes, sir. Their God is their belly. Yes, right. It's themselves is what they want. Yes, sir. Right. So God calls and summons his people to his church to be changed and fashioned into his body, into his church. Take away all the vile, independent thinking, disposition out of a person. Yes, sir. Anybody who's not in the house of God, when the house of God is open, they may not believe it. They're vile people. They're vile. The Apostle Paul said, whose end is destruction. Yes, sir. Love not the world, neither things that are in the world. Any man love the world, love the Father's not in him. What's in the world? Houses, cars, this, that, and the other. Not only fornication, not only sin, oh no. Cosmos, cosmic, all that. Yes, sir. What did God say will happen? Whose end is destruction. It's a bad thing. Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Somebody said, I never heard of that. You better come where you can hear something. That's what you better do. So God's body is referring to his church. God's church are the called out ones. God calls some of his people to his church to be changed in fashion into his body, his house. Take away the vile, the independence, thinking, the disposition, according to, down in place and time, pertaining to the working, according to the work and the very efficiency and the power and the effectualness and the work of all, whereby he What is whereby? Whereby is the agency of God himself through and in his church, in his true church, his man of God and the people. God's agency is the church. It's the church. It's not your property. It's not your house that you own everywhere. It's not your truck. I mean, fine. Yeah, money, fine. Where's God's money? How much money have you given God? Where's your money? Somebody said, tithe's 10. Tithe doesn't belong to you anyway. It's God's. The offerings you give are for the house. Tithe are for the Levites, the full-time people in ministry, to pay them. And the offerings are for the house, the ministry, the house, property, church, the whole deal. And people don't know a thing about any of this. Vile people, vile, and don't even know they are. Whereby the agency of God himself through and in his church, in his true church, he, in which place the church, he is able. He's able, possible, be a power, even copulative and communitively to subdue. God's goal is subdue you unto himself. You hear?
Yes, sir.
I was a fugitive running from God. And thank God he arrested me, praise God, one Saturday morning, ran me down and said, boy, I'm tired of waiting on you. I've got something for you to do. Get up and do right. And I got myself in the house of God, and I've never come out of there, not one day of my life. I prayed all the time, hallelujah. So my end, it's not destruction, it's not hell. Heaven is my end, praise God, and what I'm doing on the earth. Hallelujah. He's able even to all this transformation, taking all the vile out of you and all this out of you and your independence and all that not in the house of God, even to subdue, to make you subordinate to him, make you subject to him, put you under him. Somebody says, I don't like to be under anybody. Well, you'll never be, you won't know God if you're not under him. Right. Under, subdue, under, place, under, put you in the church, put you under, in the word tassel, to arrange you in an orderly manner. To arrange you in an orderly manner, to assign you to a certain position, lot, ordained, on and on and on and on and on. What's the order of God? Father, Spirit, Son. Father, Holy Ghost, Jesus. But what's in the earth? First apostle. Now God is set in the church, first apostle, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that, and they're different kind of teachers, after that, pastors, and then evangelists. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Edifying puts you in order, puts you in a structure, puts you in government, puts you in the whole thing. Who in the world even knows what an apostle, prophet, teacher, pastor, evangelist is? Different levels of ministry. Charisma's at the bottom. Everybody has a charisma. So everybody should be doing something for God. There's seven of them in Romans 12. Diaconate, the deacons. Deacons not only serve, do this, do that, do this, that, and the other. Some are preaching deacons. Some are teaching. Some are on and on. And then it all depends on the motivation you have inside the charismas. God gives different people different gifts, even when they're born. And then it's left up to them what they will do with that gift. You have to be educated in some things, have to have degrees, have to be trained, have to have on-the-job training, on and on and on before you can be turned loose. See, everybody, it's just the way it works. How else would it work than that? Well, fivefold ministry is an office. The police chief is an office. Well, that he might subdue all things, arrange and put everything in order unto himself. Maranatha, again, there's a judgment of God upon it. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is. You see that? Well, they don't know that, do they? They sort of say, oh, the Lord's going to help me. Lord's going to, how's the Lord going to help you if you don't help him? No, you owe God your life. You see it?
Yes,
having therefore, brethren, boldness entered into the Holy of Holies. Let us consider one another, provoke one another in love and good works, not forsaking the assembling together of ourselves. As a manner of some is, and so much more you see of their approaching. Those who do that are enemies of the cross. They're enemies of the cross of Christ, of the chasm, the chasm. I'll put them in a church, put them in a spiritual family. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is. And so much the door, more as you see the day approaching. But if we sin willfully, if you don't assemble and come and be part of the house of God, you will sin willfully. And it'll get so much until you won't even think it's sin anymore. So if you don't come and not in church, you will sin willfully. After that, you receive the knowledge of the truth. There remains no more sacrifice of sins. After a while, what Jesus has done doesn't work for you anymore, because you're not assembling together in his body to get rid of your vile thing. So, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. So much the more as you see the day approaching. For if we sin willfully after that we receive the knowledge of the truth, there remains no more sacrifice of sin. The cross won't work for you. But a certain, fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. It makes God mad. He that despised men of God, Moses' law, died without mercy. Now, what happened to the children of Israel in the man of God Moses' time? God puts them in the wilderness altogether, whether they like it or not. Oh, they're chasm out there together, whether they like it, 40 years. 40 years. Man of God Moses, his law, all kinds of stuff, he had all kinds of stuff in the law. He that despised man of God Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses, still in the same context. Of how much more sore punishment, suppose you who shall be thought worthy, who have trodden underfoot the Son of God and have counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of God. The word despite is a word, you have insulted the Holy Ghost. You have insulted the Spirit of the Father. Amen, somebody. Well, how much more sore punishment if you don't assemble yourselves together in the house of God? How much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall ye be thought worthy, who have trodden underfoot the Son of God, and have counted the blood of the covenant, wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and have done despite unto the Spirit of God? You have insulted God. For we know that he hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, saith the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. You see it?
Yes, sir.
So if you don't assemble in the house of God and not in church as you're supposed to, you are insulting God. And you're trampling underfoot the blood of the covenant that he shed forever for everybody who would receive it and be his. And you're not chasmed. You're not put in a chasm. If you're not chasmed, you don't belong to him. If you're not chasm with your husband or wife domestically, you don't belong to them at all. You don't belong to each other.
Yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Chasm, an impassable interval. Can't get over there, can't get over there. Do you see what? You see the judgment?
Yes, sir.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
That's the way it is.
Amen.
So, therefore, continue to make God and his ministry first priority. God and his ministry first priority. By standing fast and planted firmly in the Lord and in his church, making yourself like a crown of joy to the Lord. Therefore, continue to make God and his ministry first priority. First, divine. Second, spiritual ministry with his man of God and people in it. First is divine. You look the order of God in the word of God. First is divine, God himself. Secondly, is spiritual, his man of God and ministry. Thirdly, after that would be your domestics. Then fourthly would be your bios. Then animal kingdom and secularly. That's way down the list. Anybody hear that? So again, continue to make God and his ministry first priority by standing fast and planted firmly in the Lord and in his church, making yourself like a crown of joy to the Lord. So therefore, my dear beloved brethren, long for my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. Therefore, my dearly brethren, the Adelphous ones given me by God, dearly beloved, and long for. The Apostle Paul said, I yearn, I greatly long for you. I do, I yearn and I crave to be with you. I crave to make sure you're okay. I earnestly desire greatly that you do. That's a real man of God. My joy. The Apostle Paul said, Church at Philippi, you are my joy. You're my cheerfulness. You're my joy. You're exceeding joy to me. And crown. Crown is like the Stephanos. It's even like, you know how a wreath is all twined together?
Yes.
all parts twined together. It's like a very conspicuous, sticks out, shows out. It's like a measuring cord or rod or crown, a thing of honor. You're my joy and my crown. He said, so stand fast. Be stationary. Persevere. Stand fast. Stand. Staunch. And denoting fixed position, giving yourself wholly to it. In the Lord, kurios, controller, master, dearly beloved, he said. We are to take on God, so you're supposed to stand in it totally. If you're not in the house of God, you may not know it. You are an enemy of the cross of Christ. You're an enemy of the chasm of God that he puts you in a spiritual family with a man of God in a spiritual family, which is higher than anything else. Period. If you don't believe it, you'll find out when you die one day. You are going to find out. You're going to find out. You will find out. You will find out. You will find out. Somebody running 150 miles an hour out here on a two-lane road where people crossing the other way, they're going to find out one day. They're going to find out. I can do it. I can do it. Yeah, you're going to find out. Whose end is destruction? Whose God is their belly? Are you listening? So, we are to take on God's mind. Let his mind be in you. Also, let our minds be one with each other. You're to take on God's mind. Let his mind be in you. Also, your minds be one with each other. Let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. Let this mind, this mental sentiment, everything, affection be in you. It's in Christ Jesus. We are to be of the same mind with God, with each other, and in the Lord. We'll be the same mind with God, each other, in the Lord. Those who will not take on God's mind, and those who will not be set in the house of God and the family of God, they are rebellious. They dwell in a dry land. They have no real total God life inside them. God has no lone rangers. God setteth the solitary in family. He bringeth out those that are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. You can't really belong to God and not come to the house of God. You can't do it.
Yes,
whose end is destruction? Whose God is their belly?
Yes,
the end is eternal damnation, destruction.
Yes, sir.
You hear it?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you've been helped during today's broadcast with Dr. Seymour from the Father's House International. Join us right here on WGOG every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We invite you to come be with us in our weekly services at the Father's House International, Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and Tuesday evenings at 7:30 p.m. We are located at 415 Pateas Way, Westminster, South Carolina. For directions or additional information, call us at 864-647-7777. That's 864-647-7777. Until next week, may you allow God to bring you into a greater measure of His truth and a deeper level of relationship with Himself.